Catherine, you wanted to come in on this, but how would you read the scorecard?
Yeah. My scorecard would look rather different. My scorecard comes from a very personal perspective. So we've heard some of the downsides about being a member of the EU. So we've heard about loss of sovereignty. We've heard about absence or lack of democracy within the EU. And from a lawyer's perspective, if you've ever read a European directive, you probably won't be a whole lot wiser about what's trying to be delivered. Yes, and I can tell you that the legislative process can be extremely slow. But that's one side of the scorecard. On the other side of the scorecard, just think about it. Think about things that we absolutely take for granted now. Think about the fact that you can nip on a Ryanair flight. Ryanair exists largely because of EU deregulation of the skies. Likewise, EasyJet and all the other low-cost airlines. I take for granted that I can hop on a plane and go to another member state, another country, go to France, go to Italy, enjoy the good food, and furthermore, that good food can come back here. I get sick in Italy. I get free emergency healthcare in Italy. I don't have to have a visa to go into Italy. I can just bowl up at Pisa Airport and enjoy all the good things that are on offer. I can use my mobile phone with reduced and soon to be no roaming charges. All of these come from the EU. And of course, because I'm in education, I'm interested in the fact that students can come here and study. The Erasmus programme has been a tremendous success. And all of this helps to form part of a sense of community and identity with a group of our closest neighbours. So I'm not going to say which side I'm on, but my scorecard is perhaps a very human scorecard.